Morning Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
There she is. She's coming from her traveling around the globe, just soaking up the wonders of music. Dr. Kirsten Zimke, good morning.
Should we just do the whole show? Okay.
So you like your, we're talking scat.
Yeah, we always talk scat though, don't we?
We do. It's actually
talk a whole lot of scat.
You know what? Things with scat. It's an international language. It's like isn't it?
Yeah.
Depends what kind of scat you're
both
talking
of them
about.
Are.
Well, we're not talking about the poo scat, Sarah.
Okay.
But I think,
so let's be clear about that.
I think,
so we're talking
to be
about
honest,
the musical.
I do think the poos thing is actually what the word is meant to mean.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did we just say poos?
Yes, little kids in the back of the car. Mommy's listening to the radio.
Actually, best part of their day right now, eh? A rainy day and talking about how they heard the word poos on the radio at 20 past 8. There's a certain age where that is a dream.
Yeah. Still a little bit funny, got to be honest.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, guys, if you're on the back of the car and you're having a bit of a giggle about that, guess what?
God. So, what we're actually doing is non-lexical vocables.
Non-lexical vocables.
Lexical.
Lexical.
Non-lexical.
So non-word noises.
Is that what lexical means? Oh, lexicon. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. Think, Mike, think.
And so apparently it's all the same thing. And scat is like one more famous use of it. But beatboxing uses it, a lot of a cappella sort of music, doo-wop, shooby-dee-doo.
Shooby-dee-doo.
So basically any nonsense word. And they're so popular. Like, once you look at it, they're everywhere, just like minis.
Who's this? Is this the Andrews Sisters?
It's Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella.
Hasn't she got the most amazing tone to her voice?
So you can hear that she's literally trying to be a trumpet. Like, you know, and so just having that same sort of improv intensity of doing like a solo, right? And so you just go for it without words.
But like a solo too, you don't want to overdo it too early on.
Oh my God. Wait for the drop. Okay, yeah.
No, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to, because you might want to save that for a crescendo later on in the piece, you know?
Yeah. So it's what's interesting, because a lot of musical instruments that we've come across are about emulating the tones of the human voice. But here's the human voice emulating an instrument.
Yeah.
And I guess it shows, as great as lyrics are and powerful and important, that a lot of our enjoyment isn't just the lyrics.
It's the feeling that
she's given us.
It's where the tone sits and where it occurs and how it sounds, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
You can say, yeah.
She's still going. It's a minute and a half of straight scat.
See, I think in the world of scat, I think that's a quick trip, isn't it?
I don't know. Oh, you mean how?
Hey.
Well, yeah, and then I guess. To reproduce live what you did on tape, will it be the same? Do you memorize your whole performance?
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Yeah! But you know what I'm saying? That's an international language. It's like, yeah, you can sing that in front of me. No one's following the story there, but you know.
Well, you make it up in your head. I mean, she could be saying, you know, do it now, or let's be happy, or, you know, he's my man. Like, it almost doesn't matter.
Oh, now we're back to lyrics.
It took 2 minutes to get there, though.
Right on, right on. Where did this all come from, this gibberish?
Well, it's so ancient. It's in, you know, lots of different cultures have it, apparently. This just sort of make it up as you go along. But, I mean, this particular style, is jazz. Because jazz is about improvisation. It is about, like, sort of that back and forth, almost talking to the, you know, different instruments talking to each other. But so it leaked into rock and roll, but rock and roll wasn't about improvisation along solos, and so that's why you get just like, you know, womp bum baloo bump or womp bum boom, da do run run run, bebop alula, do what diddy.
What about Shana Nauf? Bop bop a hoo mau mau.
Obla dee, obla da, shimmy shimmy, cocoa pop.
What about aga do push pineapple, shake the tree?
Your microphone hated that so much it ran away from you.
Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang.
Bala bala ding dang.
That's right. Oh, the best one of all, Michael Jackson.
Which one?
Mama say, mama saw, mama pusa.
Oh, is that, yeah, right, is that scared? I said, he made that, did he? What's the,
Shimon?
What's that, Shimon? what about Lionel Richie with, Jumbo Jumbo, Jumbo Dito, that'd be awesome. Oh, that's probably a real language, isn't it?
No, that is it as well. And I mean, think of the hits with it, like in the, you know, like Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, you know. Wow, you know, that's just right there in the chorus. Mbop.
Mbop. Oh, yeah.
And apparently it's a big deal with Disney. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Oh, right.
And the words we will never, never speak, zippity doo da.
Why don't we speak those words?
It's a racist movie.
It's a good song, though.
I know. It's a racist movie. Apparently they never re-released it even on video, like in the, you know, 80s.
Is that
when
you hear anyone singing Old Man River anymore?
A lot of racism going around.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right, zippity doo da, catchy song. And some of the big names that do this as well as Ella, Louis Armstrong.
Fantastic too.
Cab Calloway.
Oh.
Zazu. Bobby McFerrin, you know, 90% of what he's doing doesn't have anywhere. Oh, George Benson with his guitar. You know, when he sings right along with his solo.
I haven't heard that, no.
You haven't heard George Benson?
I mean, I really haven't dug deep on George Benson. My friend Matt Nichols, he went to the George Benson concert, changed his life.
Okay, well, you ask him about it. He'll find
you
the best bits.
I will, I'll tell you all about it.
Sammy Davis, Mel Torme.
Mel Torme, the Velvet Foghorn.
You know, just in a song, and then you just...
Are you going to play this? Oh, I was just thinking, this is my favorite one in the world.
Now, so I'm not sure when it
speaking of the
in,
end of the
neither.
World, huh? I just want to say...
Neither. It's in there somewhere, though.
Is it in the beginning? No.
Yeah,
or
but
later in the song?
Later on, before the build-up. But the, I mean, this is Umba Ba by Dave. I think the listeners
just
want to hear me sing along to this, don't they? Really?
Hey, they're doing it too.
I don't really think they've got an option.
So he opened the track with that. So you can imagine him sitting in the studio, and you know he's not supposed to sing yet. And
okay, let me take this one.
With his feelings.
Stand by.
What's the thing with that song? It was like a 3-day coke bender or something.
Very presumptuous.
Now, I don't think...
I mean, are you sure that David Bowie and Freddie Mercury did cocaine? Are you sure of that?
That's pretty, pretty
strong
accusation
there. Seems like
they're
quite prolific.
It opened the gates of scat for them.
Now, did Bowie do any scat? That seems more of a Mercury thing.
That's scat straight away.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yep.
Oh. Here we go.
So I thought there was a scat solo later on, but no, it's all
there
through
is,
the song.
Is,
but it's all through the song.
No, it's all through the song. And there's a...
But yeah, you could...
Here we go, listen. Here we go. This is the song I play at the end of the world, Kirsten. If there's 3.5 minutes left of the world, I'll play this song.
I like that. Everybody write in with your 3 songs at the end of the world.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'll play this one. So.
And that's right, Mike is on the radio. But yeah, I don't think it's a Bowie thing, right?
I think you might be right. There was apparently when they recorded this, they went to different rooms in the studio to write their bits. And that was like, there's discussion that Freddie went and listened in to David Bowie.
And Freddie went, I have no bits, I'm going to make it up.
Freddie just said, you know what, I'm just a genius.
But you could hear he was trying to sound trumpety. Bab-up is a very sort of jazz trumpety lick.
I don't know if you've seen the trailer for the new Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
I've seen that. And they sort of recreate the... Get the whole crowd singing back.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Oh my God, best part. The end of the world. Missiles falling. Volcanoes erupting. Serpents coming out of the ground. Bad memories erupting out of everyone's eyes. sing in your cars. Get over yourselves.
Just imagine, by this stage,
the oceans are boiling. Well, this is what's going on.
Well, I just heard on another radio station this morning that we're all going to get diseases that are resistant to antibiotics. So,
oh, I'll tell you what, if there's ever a place to get your top, the absolute A1 medical advice is another radio station.
I think it's coming up. Yeah, I should have given the times.
It's all right, we got to play the whole song.
I should have done my homework, but they just don't pay me enough.
Under pressure.
Oh, here we go.
That's finished, it's done. Under pressure.
Did we miss it? Pressure.
Oh, we loved it. I just got the whole song and was stoked. And there we go. The singularity. Not that I've thought it through much. Okay, so we've talked about the end of the world. Okay, what other songs? Do you have any more examples of scat?
I think we have one more. One of the greatest vocalists of all time, Sarah Vaughan.
Oh.
Is that who you were trying to think of last week? Last week you said there's somebody really good.
I just remember seeing some amazing footage of when scat was introduced. And hello, David Farrier from David Farrier.
Hello.
Here he is. When scat was introduced at some jazz festival. At the jazz festival, maybe. The Monterey Jazz Festival. And everyone's just watching here, just going, oh, she's crazy, crazy. What's going on? Crazy.
Oh. If I knew then, you'd gosh, that timbre.
I know, just. I trade the world and its gold to have and to hold the one thing in life I lost. Oh, that clackety old snare in the background, too. What I know now, we would never have dreamed. I just want to be sitting in some sort of like old school canvas tent with maybe some kerosene lamp. With some kerosene lamp.
Where you were going with
just
that.
Listening to this in the middle of nowhere. If I knew then what I know now, but a little bit of the It's pretending singing, eh? It's pretending words.
No! Pretending. Children, that is not a word.
Stop them. Somewhere, someone's and. What do you call it?
Annotated, is that the word? Annotated, is that the word? I think maybe I'm thinking of a higher level of thinking than you guys.
I think maybe I'm thinking of a higher.
Someone must have written that down. Someone must have written the song down once, hey, and gone, a-dooba, ooba, ooby, dooba, ooba, 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 ooba.
Transcription.
Yeah.
A transcription.
I know that when we did the Push Push album and then the song Trippin', I had to write down, yeah, repeatedly.
Oh, so you do it too.
Yeah, well, sort of. In a more powerful metal sort of, from
well, you know,
Vikings sort of
way. Jack Black's a big scatter. You know,
yeah,
he does it with rock and metal.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's not just jazz.
And to you. All right, Kirsten, thank you very much. Scat's been a wonderful topic this morning. I mean,
I'll tell you what,
how much is that going to cost on Trade Me? Nothing.
True. It's a free.
It's free, and there's as much of it as you want out there, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is just make up some. Watch David Farrier can even do it. David Farrier, off you go. Scat out.
Whoa.
Hey,
woo!
Hey,
Kirsten.
Hey,
Kirsten.
Hey,
Kirsten.
Love it on everyone. Okay, all the best here. Cheers very much, Kirsten.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.